Cast Ranger.
Welcome everyone to XTRX the Cast Ranger, where every week seems Cell has a new weapon of some kind.
And Gar talks about Ultraman.
Yeah.
So cool.
Oh, this week in
particular. It's not even a joke, that's true.
This week I have
Cell has a weapon, different weapon.
The airbending staff.
I decided I'm gonna wear the Ghost Rider with the Necrom icon in it, because Necrom Spectre's cool.
Wow, Lane, I thought you were wearing that the whole time.
Wearing it my whole life.
My whole afterlife.
What?
Lane's been dead this whole time, haven't you noticed?
This episode of XTRX the Cast Ranger is brought to you by Ninja Sex Party's new album, Under the Covers. Download it.
Not it's actually.
Good shit.
Wait, is that the name of their actual album?
Under the Covers. It's amazing.
That is actually a good pun.
Yeah, they're all right.
Their cover of Everybody Wants to Rule the World is literally
so beautiful.
The best thing I've ever heard.
We're not actually getting paid.
No, we're not getting. No, but I'm just saying, get that album. It's good.
Yeah,
pay money for it, y'all.
Do it.
Do it.
Do it.
Do it.
All right, what's our first story?
All right, first news story. We got some additional details regarding the Ghost and Zoodra crossover.
And by details, we mean a picture.
Well, no,
shaking hands.
I know.
Where are the details?
So this is going to be similar to how Decade and Shinkendra crossed over, whereas each of them is going to appear in an episode of each other's shows. So apparently how it's going to work is Ghost is going to be in Zoodra episode 7, and the Zoodra's episode, or the Zoodra's will appear in episode 24 of Ghost. So it is going to count as a 1 hour crossover that weekend, and it's going to air March 27th.
That's tomorrow.
So,
depending on how long this episode takes to edit, possibly.
Exactly. Don't ruin the surprises.
So yeah,
that's neat.
I like when they do that.
Mm.
It seems more a comic book thingy.
God, the more I see Grateful Domiji's head, just the more I hate it.
I love it. I love Alphamon Kamen Rider.
It looks like a dragon fruit.
Yeah.
I'll bring up a picture.
Form.
Sure.
Have you ever seen a dragon fruit?
Yes. I hate that fruit. It tastes terrible.
But the lock seed is neat.
Yes.
Well, you tell me how that doesn't look kind of like a dragon fruit. With what? With the spikes and the colors.
It's like a devil fruit.
Whoever's editing, pull up a picture of a dragon fruit.
Look at that shit.
All right,
it's dragon fruit.
It's a fruit from Helheim.
Yes. It's a real fruit.
That must have been the inspiration.
Maybe.
All the fruit from Helheim is real fruit, right?
Sure.
Pomegranates are real?
The Lockseed fruit.
I liked that with the replicas of the of the Helheim fruit, they came with little candies that
you could
taste like what the Helheim fruit would actually taste like.
Sure.
So it must have been
that flavor.
I don't know, but it must be something really sweet.
It's like the mix gum where you just question it and then you
I love bubblegum flavored bubblegum though.
No, I can't.
Moving on.
Yep.
Next news. This is interesting. So, as part of the promotion for the Kamen Rider Ichigo movie, apparently there was a campaign put out between Toei Productions and the Tokyo PD showing Kamen Rider Ichigo fighting drugs.
Wait. So does this mean we're just going to see Takashi Hongo just going around beating up drug dealers as Kamen Rider Ichigo?
Just like Ichigo as a skin for that anti-drug game?
Who is this guy? The Avenging Disco Godfather?
But no! I want a video of this, of just fucking... Okay, they need to make a V-Cinema Ichigo movie where it's just Takashi Hongo going around just fighting crime around the city.
So,
Yeah, the Avenging Disco Godfather.
So
put your weight on it!
So apparently, Kamen Rider Ichigo teams up with the Tokyo Metropolitan Police Department in a public service campaign that encourages citizens to fight the evils of drug addiction and drug abuse. Supposedly listed as a problem only among urban men in their 40s and 50s, which make up 60% of the drug-related charges in Tokyo.
All right.
Wow.
Part of the
camp. Well, all in all, doesn't surprise me. I mean, he was the chief of police once.
Yeah, in an Akito movie.
Oh, God, you
Part of the campaign includes posters that feature Ichigo declaring that the new enemy is dangerous drugs and encourages readers to protect themselves from the temptations of using illegal drugs.
They came from Shocker!
Yeah.
Am I the only one that's actually seen this video?
I guess.
Yeah.
Guys, if you try this new drug, it's called Shocker.
It goes in your ass, children. Konki, what have you done to yourself? Doctor, what has he had? Watch The Avenging Disco Godfather. It's one of the best blaxploitation movies of all time.
Oh, good.
It's wonderful. Oh. Put your weight on it.
How about we say we did?
Because you'll act, your life will change.
How about after we just that how movie? About we just make that a DLC in the Cast Ranger
game? Why not? Oh, fucking hell! If the Disco Godfather can be a support character, I'll put money into this shit.
Patreon goal. Kickstarter.
He literally goes to Angel Dust factories and beats up the people inside. That's how he fights the drugs.
So the fight against illegal drugs, it has begun as of February 29th, and this anti-drug campaign posters are now on display in public places around the Tokyo area.
That's amazing.
Read as, men don't use illegal erection pills. Get a Viagra.
Remember, Ichigo is watching.
Yeah. All like right. A
fucking hog.
Next story. We got some images of the official images of the DX Icon Driver G, which is the belt of Kamen-Rider Ghost Grateful Damashi.
Wait, Driver G?
Yes.
Well, where's the wine bottle?
Haha, funny joke.
Don't mention G, please.
Where are we
going to talk? Always mention
I like G.
Never!
I like G, but no.
Fuck G!
Where are we going to talk about Kamen-Rider?
We will, I promise.
But we need G, Lane. We need G so we can say things like giraffe and G is one of the great gamer.
G is one of the greatest things.
G spot?
Gar.
Well, yeah.
Like you found that.
Woo! There you go.
Lane, decades old Kamen Rider G that he was the greatest. Not that that's hard, comparatively, but...
that's non-canon. Never want to hear those words out of decades mouth.
So, this is really interesting. Apparently, like, the Icon Driver by itself just has the face of, like, a normal Icon on standby, but then it, like, lights up with Grateful and Grateful's emblem and the emblems of all three.
Oh, so it's gonna be like the Boost Icon, where just if you shine a light through it, then it, like... shows
maybe
like, boosts face
and then
that's
apparently up top on the top of the driver like where on the icons where you see the little face depending on which form you use that icon's emblem shows on the top.
That's cool.
That'll be interesting.
Hmm.
There's this little lever here on the left and this button here on the right and I'm really interested to see how this thing works.
When's it coming out?
It will be coming out March 26th, and at retail will cost 64.80 yen.
Ooh, okay, that's gonna be like $89.
And apparently, yeah, it does allow you to cycle through all 15 heroic souls and activate each of their finishers.
Well, so much for the Ghost Driver neglecting the icons.
Pretty much.
So if you just want all 15 icons, then get this belt.
Yeah.
And you'll be good.
You mean all that hacking I did was for nothing?
Yup.
Well,
you didn't hack shit.
This one only does the 15 story souls, so obviously if you still feel like doing the other forms, you can keep the Ghost Driver.
Oh, I did that, though.
Well, there you go.
Yay. I feel special.
All right.
Just like your mama said.
Next, on the toy image front... we got the official images of DX Cube Elephant and Cube Tiger from Zoodra.
Yeah, those are out now.
Oh my god, they are adorable!
I really like how the elephant folds.
Yeah, I love it. I'm absolutely buying both all of them.
Lane?
Huh?
Like, when I say all of them, I mean 4, 5, and 6.
They haven't come out yet.
Keizo released a video this morning. Well,
yeah.
And yesterday.
Okay, sorry. In Japan, they've already come out, but if we actually got them, they wouldn't come out until tomorrow.
Well, we're getting them, so...
What's funny is, yeah, so Ichi's shown more of an interest in getting Jewel Wild, so I've taken it upon myself that the only way I can get a Cube Lion is if I buy Jewel King himself, so...
So, you'll get King, I'll get Wild,
and then we'll make Bicep Zord!
Yay!
And I'll probably get a couple of the offshoots, because I kind of like what I've been seeing.
Well, the Giraffe Cube is like $10.
Super
cheap.
We're not talking about that one yet, Lane.
If Bear comes on its own, I might get that.
Yeah.
I like the Octopus...
And if there's inevitably a jaguar, I'm getting that too.
One day, Raven.
Could we please get a turtle?
Please. This would work great with a turtle.
Yeah.
You know what? What would an octopus one look like?
It like the cube, like it would open up and all the legs would come out from the bottom.
No! It'd just be like one of those, like you know, like those kind of like string things where it's like it folds out into a ball and then like kind of.
It'd be like that. It would be like the taco cons from O's.
Oh yeah! Oh, fucking Candroids. So cool.
But yeah, the cutest thing about the elephant one is that, like, when you open up its, like, animal form legs, The Megazord's feet are just like hanging off diagonally.
No, go down to the tiger.
That's the Megazord feet?
Yeah.
Yep. Oh, I thought it was like the actual.
Go down to the tiger. Those derpy little legs.
Tiger has tiny little legs on the bottom.
And it's got claws on its back.
No, but yeah. See,
so
I was.
Huck blades.
No, but I was right about go down. So I was right, like. The claws like are there like on the waist,
but
like,
you can fold them in.
You can fold them in because that's what it looks like on Zoo Wild.
Okay,
so
cool enough.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like that they give you the option.
You will keep in touch with me about these ones because I may show an interest in purchasing a couple.
Okay, yes.
We will see.
I've already seen that like people have been making videos of like semi completing Zoo Wild, so like they're stacking all of them up top and then making Zoo Eagles like the arm.
Yeah.
And then Keizo actually released a video where he finished the rest of it by like in editing. So nice. It was really cute. Yeah.
Quite cute.
All right. Next Zoo related story.
Aww.
What the fuck?
That's cute.
We knew this was happening. They released the official images of the Zoo Eagle and Gorilla roleplay set.
I bet you anything too with the chess symbols, you just switch the shirt around.
Yeah, it's probably reversed.
Aww.
So, this is something meant for children. It's a little plastic mask.
Isn't gonna stop Lane from getting it.
Oh, I'm not gonna get that! No!
So...
2 months later...
Guys, look!
It's, it's basically a little face mask and, like, a thing that hooks onto the front of your shirt. So, it's Zoo Eagle's, like, mask, as in, like, a plastic Halloween mask type deal. But then it's got the thing where you pull the beak visor up and you see the gorilla face underneath.
That gorilla, like, chest, it does not look happy.
Gorillas don't look happy.
It's just like, no, but he's like, he looks like, I'm fucking tired of your shit.
The
gorilla face is like, I'm gonna fuck your shit up.
Gorillas tend to have that. Like, they have the droopy eyes, their nostrils are flared, and their face is usually, like, kind of frowny. Like, yeah, that's just the way they're built.
Yeah, look at that kid. He's like, ah! I'm a fucking gorilla!
I mean, I understand why they designed this way for, like, simplicity's sake, but the top part of the helmet does change when it's in gorilla mode, so it's not technically screen accurate, but whatever, it's for kids.
This is for the youngest of kids.
Look at this
kid's haircut. That's a haircut that says, I like sitting on paint cans and get fucked by people with darker skin.
Oh.
Whoa.
It's a little kidded.
That's not, I said the haircut.
Guys, remember, trauma inducer.
That's right.
Saga.
So, yeah, if you want to change between an eagle and a gorilla, there's your chance.
It's only going to be $52.
What?
Oh,
it's 5,100 yen.
So,
what am I paying for?
You're paying for the mask, the shirt, and the buckle.
Does it give me a sweet-ass beige? Like, what the hell?
So here's the thing. You have some options here. The full roleplay set, which comes with both the two animal shirts and the Instincts Awaken mask, is 5,184 yen.
How much did you say that would be, American?
It's like $60.
No parent loves their kid that much.
And, if you get just the roleplay set, it's the 2,808 yen, and the mask by itself is 2,376 yen.
The gorilla face mask kind of looks like Optimus Prime.
Well, I mean, that makes sense.
I can see it.
Does it make
sense?
And
all these items are available as of March 5th.
Hmm.
Okay.
But yeah, there's so, this
that's tomorrow.
They're already
Zoo Ogre belt.
Oh.
That's cute.
I love the Zoo Ogre logo. It's fucking... It's Nito Rito.
Next. So this is interesting. The new Kamen Rider Batarai War Genesis apparently debuted at number one in the Japanese video game sales charts.
Not exactly news. I pay attention to that, and the last couple were pretty up there, too.
Yeah.
So not terribly surprising, but good on it for hitting number one.
You know what, though? These games are fun.
For once, something Kamen Rider reached number one in Japan.
Yeah. For more specific information, this is the sales chart the week of February 22nd to 28th. The PS4 version is the one that actually debuted at number one, selling 33,195 copies. The PS Vita version apparently debuted at number three, selling 22,303 copies.
There's still PS Vitas?
Fuck you, I have one.
Ichi. Oh, that's 22,303?
For more information,
you're one of those.
You're one of those people.
Yes, yes, I am.
For more information, go to www.pvs.com/Arthur.
Thank you.
And apparently the PS3 version debuted at number 4 and sold 22,280 copies.
Hmm.
This includes both regular and limited edition versions. So, yeah.
And Ichigo in the picture's just like, I don't give two shits.
I don't give a fuck!
We live streamed a bit of the game last weekend. And
yeah,
it was
we did.
Fun.
Yeah, I played it for 2 hours.
Although there was this one mission I got stuck on because I couldn't figure out how to open the gate to the last boss.
Oh. It's because you fail! Because
you don't speak Japanese!
It's a Dynasty Warriors clone. You had to kill something.
I killed everything and ran everywhere, and I couldn't figure out how to open the door.
I ran all the way home!
Try going up and pressing circle.
Did you try turning it off and on again?
I turned it off.
Didn't turn back on yet.
Next story!
Here we go.
Yay.
We have a nice promotional shot of the cast of the Lionsgate Power Rangers film.
And boy, do they all look sexy as hell.
And not color coordinated in the least.
Oh, damn you!
This movie's gonna
suck. How are we supposed to know who's who?
No, you...
I don't know, their personalities and names?
Well, you can tell the Pink Rangers use pink on your shoes, sort of.
Does she?
Zoom in on the bottom of her shoes.
Anyway, if you look at the picture, you just see it's our group shot of the five main Rangers.
Standing on rocks at a beach.
Going left to right, we got RJ Seiler, Naomi Scott, Ludi Lin, Becky G. The fuck?
That's the best last name ever.
And Darce Montgomery.
Darce Montgomery.
I don't know if that's supposed to be pronounced Darcy, but I doubt it.
Probably Darcy.
Anyway.
This article typed it as Daiquiri.
Yeah. So from left to right, it's Billy, Kimberly, Zach, Trini, and Jason.
Everybody's going to be pissed off because Billy's black.
So I think if you actually care about
Get over it, Internet.
No. If you actually care about that, kindly walk off a bridge.
Yeah, please.
Doesn't matter.
We don't need you in the gene pool.
There was also an interesting note from the director, Dean Israelite, who apparently revealed the difference between these Rangers to their 1993 counterparts. Apparently, his idea was that he wanted a superhero story that reflects the lives of today's teens. The film is a coming-of-age story focusing on these quote-unquote disenfranchised and disparate high schoolers who are not friends at the start of the story.
You know, I kind of like that because Lewis Lovehog has said it the best. Let's be honest, the characters in the original Power Rangers are not characters. They're goody-goodies.
Absolutely.
They're not real. They're like, and again,
even as a kid, I knew they were bullshit.
Like I said, I've been watching it. They're kind of lame.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, I mean, I still love them, because every time they do something awesome, that makes it that much more awesome.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, but as a teenager, the fuck is this director trying to say?
He's trying to say that teenagers suck. Get over it.
Not really. Like, I've been surrounded by teenagers recently, since I am one.
Smells like teenagers.
I know that's a line in the movie.
Please, can it be?
Everything Ivan Ooze said was gold.
Just gold arch.
Nice, man. Teenagers! Hey, what you were saying, Gar?
It's just, like, us teenagers nowadays, we're actually more outgoing than people really think.
Well, they're going to, like, they have to kind of make it more modern and, right there, modern, edgy, badass.
Aspirational.
It actually says badass.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
No, not that. The director described... Jesus, that's amazing.
What?
The director described the new Ranger suits, which were created by Weta Workshop, the motherfuckers who did Lord of the Rings and Krampus.
Oh.
So, okay. Done.
They're so gonna happy.
All of Cell's money.
Yeah. Right now. I don't give a... You put Weta on anything, and I'll put my fucking dick in it.
Cell, do you know what this means? They're gonna fight. Power Rangers are gonna fight Krampus.
Oh shit! They're all gonna die. You can't beat Krampus. He's the shadow of Saint Nicholas.
They're gonna try.
They'll find a way. Squish him with the Megazord.
Krampus.
Oh, I just thought. So. And all the mooks are orcs from Lord of the Rings.
Make my Krampus go. Right, Elizabeth Banks is Rita.
That's gonna be weird. Oh my god,
someone did some fan art of what she would look like.
Oh yeah, I saw awesome. So apparently Israelite also revealed that even though they switched some of the characters' races around, they made sure that the essence of each of those characters are still intact in the movie, and this will be an origin story of those characters.
Which
means we may or may not have a white guy doing hip-hop keto. Sold!
Question.
And Raven just died.
Sorry, what? What'd you say, Gar?
Question. What character?
What character?
Like, character development. Like you said. Like,
well, what I'm hoping with this movie, look, I'll be honest, I'm not going to get my hopes up too high, because at the end of the day, we could just as easily have a Dragon Ball Evolution in our hands here, people. Let's be honest.
I hope not.
Again, something they've been doing lately is they're trying to give shit a little more credit, you know, like, I mean, say what you want about the Ninja Turtles movie. At least they got the characters right. The characters of the Turtles.
Wait, are you talking about the reboot one?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah,
perfect. Like, I like the... Solid. Yeah, so I'm hoping... And we're going to get something like that with this, where it's
it's written by the guy who made X-Men First Class.
Yeah. Is it?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Okay.
That was, like, one of the first things actually announced.
Finally. Okay, what else about this news story, though?
This is interesting. There's a part where they talk about discussing Elizabeth Banks as Rita Repulsa. The director describes Banks taking on the role as... quote unquote, "I think what she loves is the opportunity to really embrace the insanity and deliciousness of Rita, yeah, in terms of how weird and wonderful the character was, and really dive into and consume the character."
She better scream that she has a headache.
Yeah, I was gonna say, I'm sure that'll be like a ha ha to the audience.
You should always be off balance when you're watching her. Is she insane? Is she calculated? Does she know what she's doing? Elizabeth can toe that line really well.
But sometimes that could be bad.
We're going to see when we see, basically. Yeah. The fact is, like, we are so far from this actually happening. Like, we don't even know who's playing Zordon. We're literally
just over a year until this movie comes out.
Yeah.
They started filming it.
No, exactly. But, like, we still don't know who, because I'm sure Rita's not going to be the villain. Like, that they're going to fight at the end.
I don't know.
Watch it lead into...
Like, there's got to be more monsters, is what I'm saying. Which, again, like, and this gives me hope. The fact that they got Weta in on this. Because that might mean the monsters will be real.
Oh, fuck, yeah. Like, a more realistic Goldar?
Like, okay, editor, I want you to put this shit up right now. Look, I'm not kidding. Look up pictures of the monsters from Krampus. This is what this workshop is capable of.
But that scares me.
That's good! They're monsters!
You're supposed to be scared!
Put up pictures of Krampus, put up pictures of the clown, put up pictures of the fucking killer angels and teddy bears. Whoa. That's what we're capable of here, people, with Weta Workshop.
I hope I can't do that. That will scare me too much.
I gotta show you editing pictures.
I hope I'm not editing this one.
I hope I'm not.
Okay, anyways.
I don't want to edit that. That's scary.
Moving on.
Shwa!
Yeah!
Okay, anyone who doesn't like Ultraman can skip to the Cast Ranger episode now.
Because the rest of the news is Ultraman.
It's time for the Ultra Corner with Gar!
Is for once, Gar actually...
You look at it!
Jesus. For once, Gar actually provided us with the links beforehand, so we can all talk about it and see what he's talking about.
Oh, lucky day!
Hey, look, here's a picture of Deneb if he was wizard.
Wow, shit.
Oh.
We could have this in our Power Rangers.
Yeah.
Put that link on the notes.
Crunchyroll has once again licensed two Ultraman series, Ultraman Ginga and Ginga S.
Ginga Man.
So you get season one and season two, and if you don't know, Ginga was kind of the rebirth of Ultraman. It started in 2012, led into 2013. There was a movie in 2014, and 2015 there was a new show, Ultraman X.
Ultraman X!
In which they're getting a movie this year as well for Ultraman X and a new Ultra series.
It's a puppet. Jesus. Okay. Sorry, Cell's just telling me what? Show
this me could be our Goldar!
Oh, God.
That's a puppet!
That's a puppet.
Puppet costume.
Moving on.
But, I would say...
I'm sorry, I'll bring Krampus into anything.
I say give it.
We're really cramping our style.
No, I'd say
I'll see myself out.
If you've never seen Ultraman before, I would say give it a watch, because you don't really need to know the Ultraman lore.
It's a fun ride.
Okay, if you want to start with Ultraman, start with the four kids dub of Tiga.
No.
Yes, absolutely.
That is legit where most of us started.
That's one of the most obnoxious but also catchy fucking theme songs.
I unironically 100% agree.
Yeah, thanks to you.
Legend, Lion, Ultraman!
That thing that frigging Shadowcaster woke me up at 5 a.m. in the morning at one Yomacon to fucking drag me to go see.
That's awesome. That's fucking awesome.
Raven, wake totally up.
Awesome.
No. Raven, get up. No. I don't want to. No.
Actually,
going to watch Ultraman. Get the fuck up.
just like the shot of Ultraman, like, fist up and growing as is you getting out of bed.
Actually, there is some good at Crunchyroll doing this because no one subbed Genga S at all. Like, no one.
Because no one cares.
Exactly. That is honestly the actual opinion. No one gives a shit about Ultraman.
Genga S.
I don't think that's true.
No one
Gar.
No one gings a shit.
Okay, if you know that what? Sounded if better no in my one, head. Okay, this is more how it is. In Japan, people love Ultraman. North America,
what the fuck's Ultraman?
Not so much. Like, even Shuki, like, he collects all the Spark dolls, because, like, it's a fun thing to collect. But he's just like, eh, like, Ultraman's alright.
I feel like they could have named that better, because I don't know what Spark dolls are. But they don't
Spark dolls are the...
They're in Genga.
The Ultraman...
That doesn't tell me what they are!
They're dolls. They're toys. Vinyl figures.
Collect them all! Next story.
They're like Ranger keys.
Hey, Ultraman, if you use the plane.
No.
Next story.
Okay, this needs some more explanation than that.
I don't know, dude. That was pretty great.
Yeah.
Hey, Ultraman, if you use the plane. Next story.
That was pretty succinct.
Ultra plane.
What happened?
Ultraplane. Go ahead.
Again, with the original Ultra series, there was the Science Patrol, and they would fly around and... what you're looking at right now on the screen.
If you're watching the video version.
Yeah, if you're watching the YouTube version of this, hopefully it doesn't get taken down because of fucking bots. It's more or less like, you know the diecast, like, Star Wars vehicles that we have? Like, you have the TIE Fighter, I have the Millennium Falcon. Yep. This is more or less, like, their version. But based on Ultraman.
Ultraman.
Like this.
It's like the Ultraman Thunderbirds.
Yeah.
Nothing
more or less.
Nothing beats the
Thunderbirds
Guts team.
Are go.
I love Guts team.
Well, if they play their money right, they will do. I hope they continue it.
Mm. Cool.
Besides from that, they will be. I'm trying to look at the price. 540 yen a piece.
Okay.
So it's easy to collect them all.
Easy, $10.
Easy.
No.
All right.
Had yours.
Yeah, next.
Okay, this is actually kind
of
cool.
Replicas of the original morph, like the original changer from the original Ultraman series and the Tiga morpher.
It's cool.
That thing on the top left, that looks like what Sailor Moon used.
I was about to say, I'll put it right next to my Sailor Moon Henshin pens.
And the only reason...
I don't actually have those, but I want them.
Sure you don't.
Of course, the reason they're doing Hayata's morpher's 50th anniversary. One thing that I was actually surprised about, reason they're doing the Tiga morpher... it's its 20th anniversary.
Wow.
I never knew... I'm like, Tiga came out in 96?
Yeah, but also Tiga's actually really popular. Like,
well,
it's because one of the most well-known ones. Some North Americans know.
Well, since... Yeah. Well, after 1980, there wasn't really anything Ultraman.
Oh, wow.
Like, after Ultraman 80, yes, they literally named an Ultraman after a year.
So, they named the 1999 Super Sentai QQ Sentai Goku.
Yeah, but that's also the number for emergency.
No, it isn't.
Is it not?
99? No.
We're pushing 45 minutes here, guys.
Let's all see. Right.
Yeah.
I'm almost certain Japan's emergency number is 119.
Or 110,
let's go.
Maybe.
Let's go.
But,
that's cool, though.
Yeah.
An album?
Yeah, it's a CD album filled with every single theme song and insert song.
Okay.
For Ultraman's
the
history.
Ultraman 50th
Jesus
anniversary
Christ.
Compilation album.
Yeah, with 5 discs.
That's what you do.
And if you pre-order now, you get a bonus CD that has just a compilation of every single time every Ultraman has ever gone, TWA!
No. this set will be available for 6,480 yen from Amazon Japan.
Cool! Next one!
Totally awesome.
And
this,
finally,
I talked about this last week, but there's more news about it this week. It's more or less Tamashii Nations. They released a video based on the two figuarts that we are getting in July, in which
of Ultraman,
of Ultraman and Alien Balta, and they have confirmed that Zaffy and Alien Zetton will be coming out later this year.
Hashtag confirmation.
Hashtag the fuck did he just say?
Zaffy and Zetton.
Yeah.
Okay, honestly, if I got the male Tyrion figure art, I'd pose him doing, like, the flying pose, because that's actually kind of funny.
Don't you mean?
Oh, my God.
And there was a cute little stop-motion video that went to this, and it was just adorable.
Okay, wait, who's ever editing this? Go to the picture of the big crab man.
Balta.
The clamps! Butter clamp, butter clamp!
And he was the last of his race.
Oh,
and then Ultraman killed him.
Yeah.
No.
No?
No, he just said, fuck off, get, like, leave Earth. Okay. Comes said, back episode later.
He said, leave Earth.
Yeah.
For no reason.
Well, okay, sorry. He didn't say leave Earth. He said, shwa!
Yeah. Get fuck yeah.
Oh, he's even got the little black
dots. Sorry. It's the coloring of this picture. Go to the one where he's got his doing his pose with his hands. Go back to that picture. I don't know what it is, the coloring, but you see at the bottom the two little black spots?
It looks like an eye. It looks like he's cross-eyed.
He's looking like he's cross-eyed here.
Yeah. Well, that's where the suit
is. Is this my nose?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, no!
You'll never look at Ultraman the same way now.
But, yeah.
It's like a Sesame Street Muppet.
No.
Well, this is where the suit actors saw the talent, so. All right. Cool.
I think that's one of our longer news segments.
Yeah, I like
not
that.
Not really.
Oh, we've had longer.
Anyways, it's been like 42 minutes.
Thank you for tuning in to X-Ray's Cast Ranger. We'll see you in the podcast.